it's over. 9/11 is a inside job. Bottom line, I discovered many years ago that it was declassified, admitted, not debated, that criminal elements of our government at the highest levels have staged hundreds of terror attacks in foreign countries to blame it on their enemies as a pretext of war. And so when I saw the government bomb the Oklahoma City building, when I saw them cook the bomb, train the drivers, provocateur of the first World Trade Center attack, when I saw them getting us hyped up before 9/11, I went on air and I said, look out, they're going to hit the towers. And they did, in a big way. Kevin Ryan, member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, the founder, also Richard Gage with us. Kevin, get back more into tracing back thermate, explosive accelerants, thermate, this explosive type of thermite, getting down into nano-sized particulates, the residue found in multiple samples there, and then you look at who's doing the investigation, who's doing the cover-up, and it's top experts in explosive thermite. Spend the last few minutes on that for us, please, sir.
Okay, great. Yeah, the thermite that I'm most interested in is sprayable. It's a material that was developed by the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, and they clearly make it stated that they can spray this on surfaces. And so that relates to the question of how the floors in the World Trade Center that were impacted and had fires in them just happened to match up exactly with the floors of fireproofing upgrade in 1999 and so forth. Well, in 1999, these scientists at Lawrence Livermore National Lab performed experiments on these energetic nanocomposites at NIST. So then, you know, that leads you to the question of how NIST has responded to questions about thermite. They've actually acted like, oh, they never heard of it before. You know, we never tested for it. We just never imagined that was a possibility. But, of course, that's absurd when you look at Foreman Williams, their leading engineer in their advisory committee and so forth. But if you look at their top directors as well, there was Arden Beeman, who was nominated by George W. Bush in October of 2001, a month after the events, and became the director of NIST shortly thereafter, is an interesting choice. He was a former Deputy Secretary of Defense and a former director of DARPA's Office of Material Science and a former executive at TRW. TRW is a military contractor that is involved in creating gelant materials for energetic nanocomposites. He's also connected to very interesting organizations like Battelle. You've probably heard of Battelle, but they're an organization that manages the five national laboratories for the Department of Energy. So the Lord Corporation, he's a director of. They make coatings, high-tech coatings. The connections between this guy and the possibilities of what happened at the World Trade Center are extensive. Then we have a second director nominated after Beeman leaves in November of 2004, and this is Harach Semerjian. And this is a guy who was the director of NIST's chemical division for years and actually wrote 10 papers with the world's leading expert on energetic nanocomposites. The connection is too clear. And I don't mean to make myself clear. I don't mean to come out and accuse these people today, but I'm just saying that these connections are too clear and too coincidental. You're nominating people who just happen to have all this experience in what is ultimately being found to be a culprit in the event.
You have an incredibly specific and rare science with probably only a few hundred people in the world or less that are experts, and you don't just have some of the experts. You have the fathers of these weapon systems who are minions of Bush, pro-war hawks, magically running the investigation and then laughing at you saying, thermite, what? Thermite is an accelerant, thermite to burn down buildings, thermate, you know, acting like you're a kook, and it turns out they're the masters of it.
Right, absolutely. I mean, that's absurd, right? And if you look at all the other
stop. You know what? This is too important. I got another guest, Kevin Booth, coming up, but I want to back him up 10 minutes. Can you guys do 10 more minutes?
Sure, you bet.
This is too important. I want to come back and finish up with this. You have the world experts in thermate to burn down buildings, to cut pillars. You have them doing secret tests with NIST. Now it all comes out. This is before the attacks, and then it's them involved in the cover-up. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, final segment with engineer Kevin Ryan, who worked at Underwriting Laboratories, discovered they had reports they were suppressing about the fact that those fires wouldn't have brought down the towers, much less Building 7. He got fired over that, over speaking out. And, of course, we have Richard Gage, who is an architect, builds large buildings. He looked at the evidence, couldn't believe it. He's got over 400 architects, engineers now part of his group. Before we get any further, men, both give out websites you think are important for people to visit.
Well, you could start with AE911Truth.org. That's www.AE911Truth.org. And then Kevin's got a great website at Scholars.
Yeah, we've got a Scholars website, stj911.com. We've got the Journal of 911Studies.com, Journal of 911Studies.com. I've contributed to a book that's coming out again here shortly. It's called The Hidden History of 911. The editor is Paul Zaremka, where I talk about some of the science involved in some of the debunking that went on. What other websites? I think that should do it.
Of course, Jim Hoffman's website is excellent as well, WTC7.net.
Absolutely. Great website.
Now, continue, Kevin Ryan, with you were getting into another one of these engineers involved in the NIST chicanery and his connections.
So, we went through Foreman Williams, the lead engineer in the advisory committee, went through the directors Beament and Samardzian. We talked about SAIC, which is the Science Application International Corporation. And they have connections to Thermite, and they were the largest contingent on the NIST investigation outside of the government employees. They have a company called Applied Ordnance Technology that does research on energetic nanocomposites. And they also were involved in contracts coordinated by a military organization called the Naval Surface Warfare Center in Indian Head in 1999 to 2000. They are a creator. They're actually a manufacturer of the materials needed for energetic nanocomposites. So, you know, there's a lot of connections here. I think you can go to the 9/11 Commission and you see some really interesting connections. You see John Layman, who's was a 9/11 commissioner, former Secretary of the Navy, and he just decided to buy a company called Special Devices in 1998 and then divest in 2001. This is a company that makes explosives for spacecraft, very interesting types of explosives. So one thing I would say is that energetic nanocomposites and thermite materials are only part of the story at the World Trade Center. There clearly were other explosives.
Are those special explosive bolts for emergency exits on spacecraft?
Right, separation joint materials, shape charges for explosives on, you know, the average spacecraft has a great deal of pyrotechnic charges going off throughout its mission. And just to make sure that Popular Mechanics knows if they're listening, there's no need to run wiring between Cape Canaveral and Mars to make that happen. But I think the space connections are...
That's right. They're always saying there has to be wiring in the building for explosives.
Right.
I mean, just unbelievable little creatures. But they're the fathers of yellow journalism. They know what they're doing. Despicable people. Now, let's go back here. You got into something that I think should be a major headline. I mean, you just brought up one of these guys with a company that makes the, you know, high-tech thermite nano materials. But earlier, you were talking about the installation by a company connected to all of this of, quote, new fireproofing in 99. Let's go back to that.
Yeah, I've got a paper that I wrote called Another Amazing Coincidence at the World Trade Center, and it shows how the floors that were upgraded for fireproofing in the towers matched almost exactly with the floors where the planes impacted and that the fires, which shouldn't have been there for so long, actually occurred. And so then we go into looking at the NIST report that talks about this, and there were some reports mentioned that aren't available to the public. One was made by a company called Burrow Happold, an engineering consultant from England. They did an investigation of these fireproofing upgrades, and as they were going on, as they were starting, and they were suggesting the use of, quote, alternative materials. So let's just speculate on the possibilities for how this could happen. You know, thermitic materials applied underneath fireproofing would work just as well as if they were applied, you know, without fireproofing.
And let's not forget, this building had the CIA, the FBI, Defense Intelligence. It was all government. This was the most spooked-out building anywhere because you had them all together in one building.
Yeah, in World Trade Center 7. So if they were using alternative materials for fireproofing, they might use something... For example, intumescent paint is something that would be used for fireproofing, but if somebody was applying it and they didn't know what it really was...
I was about to say, this sounds perfect, where you give them the material, you give them the diagrams on how to apply, they don't even know what they're doing.
Right, they wouldn't even know. And the materials are resistant to non-intentional ignition. So they have added to them elastomers, which are materials that reduce mechanical impact failure. So
how would they detonate them?
Well, that's a good question. Normally, thermite materials are detonated usually by something called a percussion primer, which is a very highly physical impact, or by a magnesium ignition, sometimes by something like on the spacecraft that is easier to ignite, called ZPPs, zirconium I forgot the entire name of it, but ZPP is the acronym. And one other thing that's
of course this will be tied into Space Command and that whole directorate that runs the whole Pentagon. Of course they're using their high-tech brains for this. I mean, this is just classic behavior by these people.
Well, you might think it's unusual or strange, but if you go back to when I read David Ray Griffin's first book, The New Pearl Harbor, in 2004, the only thing unusual or surprising about that book to me was his suggestion that the motive was for space weaponization of space. So then you look through these people who were involved and the companies who had access to all these things, and you find a lot of connections to space. You also find a lot of connections to space exploration in the debunkers and the diverters. I mean, if you think about it, a lot of people who either work for NASA or they are space exploration buffs. And again, I'm not trying to accuse anybody. It's just pretty odd that people who work for NASA and have
experience. No, you've just got the world expert in thermate nano everywhere, every group, and applying the special fireproofing, and they're just everywhere. But then you bring this up to them, and they say, never heard of thermite.
Right.
They own companies that make it for secret spacecraft activity. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, we never thought of that. That's why we didn't test for it. So, oh well.
Kevin, regarding the impact of the coincidence of the fireproofing upgrades at the impact zones of each tower, I think what you're saying is we have the fireproofing upgrades at floor 95.
The exact
or so
floors that catch on fire, and then NIST has to admit, right before it collapses, the fires are almost out, and suddenly all over the building, fires blasting out of windows. I mean,
yes.
We see the thermate squibs. Just like on the towers, you see these sudden fires, yellow, red fire shooting out of the side of the building and molten metal pouring out. I mean, it's there.
Yeah, it sure seems to be. My question is that what happens then to the concrete floor slabs below those levels? Because I can understand that there was some spray on high-tech nanothermites in the areas of these impact zones, but what we have is the systematic destruction, the impact zone
right
down.
These guys love cocktails from past operations. They may have had two or three overlays, and I think the evidence is another shows multiple types of explosives being used. Kevin,
right? Absolutely. I agree with you. I think we're both on the same page. I think that's where Richard is going. Richard also talked about the upgrades of the elevator shafts by the ACE Elevator Company, where, again, we see the unusual case of all the elevator mechanics disappearing after the event when they normally would be the ones to stay and save people. And, again, we're not trying to accuse these people of anything, but it is unusual how these things all add up.
Yeah, let me stop you. We're out of time. I've got to have you up the next few weeks for a 2-3-hour presentation, both of you. This is even worse than what I thought. I mean, I've been reading all your papers and looking at the documents, but hearing it all put together, Kevin Ryan, Richard Gage, you've blown me away. In closing, something else happened. When you guys really got hot on the trail about 2 years ago, and when Jones brought out his evidence, suddenly I saw him get attacked by every quarter by the, quote, crazies, and people who hadn't been crazy go crazy, and they all attacked him and Thermate and Thermite, and I see that as another key indicator, and how they went after his job and the rest of it. That's another example of just they came out of the woodwork when he said Thermate. It was like the debunkers just went on overdrive and came out from every angle. I mean, is that not another indicator here?
Sure seems to be.
Yeah, I would say it is, and I think we're in for an exciting summer because another anniversary is coming up, and I hear that the BBC have another pot shot to take.
Well, they're very deceptive. This guy, Smith guy, that's doing them, wouldn't let me talk about Northwoods, wouldn't let me talk about massing U.S. troops in Uzbekistan, the areas I focus on. And they then told Dylan Avery that we didn't have footage of Barry Jennings, the deputy emergency manager, saying that there were bodies and bombs and stuff. And then we had the video. We've released that. He begged us not to, but then he went and talked to them. And so just very disingenuous, this production.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it. They interviewed Stephen Jones and myself, and I got a call from Mike Bruton of the BBC, who's more involved in this than Guy Smith, who was involved in the last hit piece. And he told me the scenes that he had lined up to play. And so it looks like he's gonna play the stuff that we need him to play. So I'm actually very hopeful this time.
Okay, gentlemen, we'll talk to you very soon. Incredible work. Thank you.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
There might still be time to turn this around. It's going to hurt everybody. Tyranny is bad for business, bad for life. It's even bad for the tyrants. They then get assassinated. Their own police state apparatus always overthrows them. But this happens in history. This is the norm. And good people can't admit to themselves the great evil they're witnessing. They have to wait until it fully takes over their life and their society. There's a lot of reasons I got Kevin Booth on today. The drug war is a war against the people. The government ships the majority of the drugs in. That's proven. His film is really sending shockwaves across the country. We have it at InfoWars.com. For cheaper, you'll find it anywhere else. I hope you'll get American Drug War. It's a two-hour film with more than 3 hours of extras on one DVD. Just amazing. And it's done in a very balanced way. And it attacks a lot of angles, not just the government drug dealing, but how prescription drugs and alcohol kill thousands of times what other drugs do, and how it's all a big scam. And we'll go over that with Kevin some today. But, you know, Kevin was good friends with Bill Hicks, his original producer. He's got the best-selling book on Bill Hicks. It's finally in a few newspapers, so Kevin can talk some about it. Russell Crowe, one of my favorite actors, is going to be making a movie about Bill Hicks, playing Bill Hicks. In the next few years, it should be out. And also George Carlin, kind of remembering him. All this other serious stuff's happening. Israel's prodding the U.S. to attack Iran. That's CBS News. I mean, you think $4 a gallon gas is bad? Try 10 conservatively. I mean, we're in la-la land. With Bloomberg coming out and saying gold's going to hit 5,000 an ounce, that means they think World War III. McCain's talking about World War III. I hope this doesn't happen, but they are strongly... This makes the Cuban Missile Crisis look like a game of tiddlywinks. Going to Kevin Booth. Kevin, so much is happening, man. So much is going on.
Yeah, I agree. It's spinning faster and faster, definitely.
We're going to talk about your film, and I'm going to have you back up in the next few weeks because there's to take calls. People want to hear from you. But right now, just because it's interesting, we might as well fiddle while Rome burns. but Bill Hicks was a anti-establishment icon. I mean, how much can you tell us about the Russell Crowe stuff? I mean, you've told me a lot, but I don't want to say anything in case it's off record.
Well, it's still pretty much early in the development. I believe Russell Crowe decided that he wanted to, he just got it in his head that he wanted to be Bill Hicks on stage, and he started, I guess, having fantasies about portraying Bill Hicks in a small club and being like the angry guy on stage and the whole thing, and they've been through a lot of different generations of how this film would go. They first started thinking that it would be like this big long performance piece, and then they realized the more they worked on it that it had to become more like just a normal film. I believe they've owned the rights, the life rights, for a while to do this, so they've been tinkering with this for a while. So it's really still in its early stages, but it does look like it's going to happen. It looks like it's probably going to happen with somebody like Russell Crowe behind it and all that. So the
are holding your cards close to the vest, Kevin.
Yeah,
it's been in a few publications that Russell Crowe's making it, and what we're looking for March of 2009.
Yeah, but I mean, right now the script doesn't even exist.
Yeah, so they keep getting behind on it.
Yeah, I mean, the guy was just here at my house the other day working on the script. So I mean, I know that there's not even a script yet to read. So.
Well, the thing is, it's such a love affair for Russell Crowe that he wants to make it perfect, and then sometimes if you try that with something, it never happens.
Yeah, so it's, it'll be interesting. I do know once he gets a synopsis up and running, this guy by the name of Mark Stauffer, who I believe is old buddies with Russell. In fact, when you talk to him on the phone, you think you're talking to Russell. And
yeah, he's one of the ranch guys from out there in Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah, he's from New Zealand, and he looks like Russell and sounds like Russell. I've known him for a long time, and so he's just kind of one of, I guess, Russell's homies, you would say. And
doppelganger.
Yeah, he's been out here in L.A. for about 4 years. I think he wrote one other script for Russell. Right now, Russell is finishing this movie called Nottingham, I think. Big mega blockbuster, and then after he's done with that, he's going to put his full time attention on this. And I believe it's with a smaller company called Weed Road or something like that. It's a production company that has something to do with A Beautiful Mind.
Well, Kevin, this is super exciting, and I'm just glad that you're involved in it in a small way. And I will sit here and enjoy watching this from afar as you sit there high atop your Hollywood mountain and Lawrence Fishburne's former house in The Matrix.
That's funny. I have a funny Lawrence Fishburne story.
Let's tell that. You've told me that about the dog park. We got to have a little light stuff after the government blew up the buildings here, folks. I got to have a little light stuff. Plus, my dad, the doctor, just dropped by and looked at my leg. I have some type of flesh-eating bacteria eating the bone. I have to go to the doctor right after the show. Yeah, the Supreme Court bit me, folks. I gashed my leg on the Supreme Court.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
All right, we're going back to Kevin Booth in just a moment. AmericanDrugWar.com, incredible film, airing on Showtime more than 50 times, very popular. I have heard buzz for this film all over the place, and since the last time he was on a few months ago, the buzz just intensifies. And that's because everything that's liberty-related is exploding. I want to invite everybody out there to come in for the big win. You're very, very safe fighting the New World Order unless you're a big fish like me, and then your life isn't worth crap, as they say. But you know what? I am committed, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going into this thing full throttle. I am committed to this, and I'm going to fight 110%. So go to Infowars.com, get American Drug War today on DVD, only $24.95, two-hour film, three-plus hours of extras. Or, hell, you can go to AmericanDrugWar.com and get it there as well. But before we go back to my good buddy Kevin, one little mention, Truth Rising, my cinema verite, no Alex Jones voiceovers. People that see it are blown away. It starts shipping the Saturday, July 5th. Okay, so it's released on the web July 4th. What is it, 334 years in 1776? This is a declaration of InfoWar against the New World Order, showing up at first responders were poisoned by the toxic residue of the towers being destroyed, being blown up by the globalists, and then it goes right through to them in Congress at the end, and Congress saying, no, you don't get treatment. I mean, there is just so much going on, so much happening in this film. All the activism, the people getting in the politicians' faces, and it's not some scratchy YouTube clip, and a lot of it isn't on YouTube. It is the crisp video. Cops trying to frame people with bombs for protesting. I mean, this is a film that needs to be seen. Truth Rising, order it now at InfoWars.com. It ships in T-minus 9 days. It goes up on the web in T-minus 9 days. That Thursday night at midnight, it will go up on PrisonPlanet.tv. And we're going to have an MOV file, so it's super high quality. You can just sit there hammering it onto single disc. You won't have to convert it. In fact, I want to put a little tool up there that makes it easy for people like me who aren't good with the web. A little tool that just says click here to download. So, I mean, I know they have those little scripts where it just directly then will put that MOV on their disk. Because, you know, a lot of sites, when they let you, you know, it'll say here's a function to put this on your disk. The point is, I want people knee-deep in these. I want to see these all over cars in Austin and Detroit and New York. I'm begging you. In fact, I've been meaning to say this. I want activists to go absolutely mad dog crazy with Truth Rising. I mean, we've seen Loose Change, we've seen Terror Storm, we've seen Endgame given out, Freedom to Fascism given out to people. That's great. But I'm telling you, this is the film to spread activism, not just for 9/11 Truth, but everything. Fighting the drug war, fighting for hemp decriminalization, fighting to defend our borders, you know, all these subjects. This shows people how to get active, how to get aggressive, how to cover important topics, how to take over the media, how to become activists. This is something that's really hurting them, that's got them scared. This is an info weapon that can bring down the New World Order. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, Truth Rising, InfoWars.com to go order, or you can call right now and put your order in at 888-253-3139. Truth Rising, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to us snail mail. By the time we get your letter, it'll be about time to ship it out. And that is 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please make Truth Rising big, okay? PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you'll be able to download it, burn it to disk, get it out to people, or take the original disk and even higher quality and burn copies of that to DVD. All right, and then in closing, I just want you to know that we have three big sponsors that make this radio show possible: Interfood, Aloe's, and eFoods Direct. Interfood, ladies and gentlemen, is the best green food I have found anywhere. I take two scoops every morning. And it's not vitamins, it's not minerals. It's in its food form with the vitamins and minerals and trace elements. 20 well-known superfoods, dulse kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, corina, spirulina, they are all there. And two little bitty scoops of orange juice or apple juice, gulp it down, tastes good with that. 866-762-9238, tell them Alex Jones sent you to get 10% off. 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. They got a big line of products, but Interfood, their green food is what they're known for. 866-762-9238 or interfood.com. Link through at InfoWars.com on the banner there. Get 10% off on that. Also, there are the fabulous folks at eFoods Direct, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. And this is where I've gotten storable foods. Is it 4 or 5 times? I guess I just ordered some more. It's 5 times. 5 times I have ordered food from these folks. It lasts more than 10 years. It's freeze-dried or dehydrated. It fits in very small areas. With all the crazy tension, all the food price increases, all the talk of depression, especially if you live in a place like Kevin in Los Angeles, a death zone if there's ever a crisis, or New York, 10 times worse, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633, because you got to have food and water, folks. 800-409-5633. Okay, let's go back to Kevin Booth. Kevin, you were finishing up during the last set. We were talking about Joe Arpaio just going crazier and crazier, and now the Democrats want to use your American Drug War film to go after him.
Yeah, that's true. I've been contacted by the head of the Democratic Party there in Maricopa County, and they've got a new guy that they want to put against him, but... You know, usually in a sheriff race, you wouldn't even hear about this until September, with the election being in November. But with Sheriff Joe being in his sixth term, going for a seventh term, it's going to take a lot to turn the tides on this guy. You know, there's just the recent deal where we were just talking about on the internet break about how, you know, Sheriff Joe has been purchasing land, paying for cash. He's been, you know, buying, it's on the books, over $1 million worth of property using cash money. And this is a guy on a fixed government income. And so these guys, the local press, the New Times in Phoenix, went after him. They pulled some court documents, and then Sheriff Joe had these guys arrested in the middle of the night and hauled off in some unmarked vehicle with Mexican license plates. And because of that, it's created a new outrage in the Phoenix area. But still, with all the conservatives there in the Phoenix area, you know, let's face it, Phoenix being one of the last places to have MLK Day, on, it ain't going to be easy to get them out.
Continue with that, Kevin.
Well, you know, I mean, that's you know, so that they're gonna create a series of ads using my film, and I urge anybody in the Maricopa area, anybody who's a voter, to get involved with this, and because it's gonna take a lot. You know, I mean, this is a guy that has created a local empire from fighting the drug war, from, you know, he's made himself popular. He's like a regular personality now on Fox News, on CNN, on all these shows. I mean, this guy's using the taxpayers' money to run a full-time PR team for himself, to make himself into this celebrity guy. And the locals just love him. They just love him because they see it as like he's tough on crime and really, I mean, he's profiting from, you know, the more drug seizures that they can make. I mean, every time they, you know, I mean, how is it that...
Kevin, you're believing his PR firm, bro. The people don't like Sheriff Joe Arpaio. I mean, you may have, like, the people that are all about to die, who are, like, at 90 years old, who, you know, believe the television set, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, I know a lot of people in Phoenix that like him. You know, I actually have some family there that love him, you know, it's not going to be easy to get him out. So I think anybody who's interested, they need to get
involved.
Look,
he's the wave of the future, Kevin. They're hiring thousands and thousands every year or more aggravated felons for the military and police. Travis County's legalized hiring felons for their sheriff's department now.
Jeez.
Oh, I mean, it'll be literally aggravated felons will rule us. I mean, it's just so sick, man.
Well, at least in L.A., you only have to belong to the KKK to join the LAPD, so.
You're talking about the Vikings, huh?
Oh, got a helicopter in front of my house. No, just kidding.
You know, that's true. I was at a Waco Ku Klux Klan rally protesting it because they were saying kill the Davidians and stuff like that. And there's these big, fat federal agents, and it later came out they were feds. And I'm there, and I'm going, you're big fat federal agents, and it's just footage of this, and I walk over, and they're death threatening me. The guy's going, my Second Amendment means I can murder you, to make the Second Amendment look bad for news cameras. And I'm going, you big fat federal agent. And I walk over to the police, and I said, look, he just said he wants to murder me. And they were like, get back. Because there wasn't a camera. They're like, the camera got some of the bullhorn, but get back, Invisible Empire. And I was like, oh, Invisible Empire, which means, you know, Klan. And it's just all over, folks. It's all over. Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's just totally insane. Oh, my God. You know what it is? There's so many cowardly scumbag people. And I don't just mean the police. And they're just all going to serve evil until they're totally bankrupt like the Germans with their cities completely bombed out and invaded.
Well, that's why, I mean, everybody that, you know, look, everybody out there listening to this, you have family, you have friends that believe in what the other side is doing. Those are the people you need to talk to. You know, I try to talk to my relatives and friends and just say, you know, people that are still Bush supporters even, and go, what are you getting out of this? I mean, you know, you belong to this team, you're still for this. It's like, what is it doing for you? And they, you know, they're just scared. They're all really just, they're just afraid is really what it's all about. And so they want to, they think like belonging to the winning team, be a part of the big winning team, is what's going to save them in the end.
Well, wait till the Democrats get in office, Kevin. It's going to be a new winning team with that, and all the Bush agenda is just going to continue with different window dressing, and suddenly Democrats are going to love the Military Commissions Act. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
Yeah. But, you know, what are you going to do, though? I mean, would you rather have that or McCain? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I'd rather have, it's like, you want to be shot in the head with a shotgun or a 30-06? You know, I don't want to be shot in the head. We have to recognize it's a false choice.
Yeah, no, I know that, but still, I mean, looking back, I mean, I still have to wonder what would be the difference right now had it had been Kerry or Bush for the last 4 years. You know, I mean, maybe it would be just deaccelerated. You know?
Exact same thing. Exactly. It staged the attack, same deal.
Maybe a little slower, though. Maybe a little slower. I don't know.
Maybe only because conservatives, real grassroots conservatives, are the ones that fight gun control, open borders, police state in the past, and that they knew they had to have a Republican in so they would all be pacified. And because, yeah, I mean, the Democrats would have tried to triple. It's now tripled. It was doubled 5 years in. It's now tripled the size of the federal government. Tripled in seven and a half years. Republicans would have never put up with that. But when Bush does it, it's, I love triple the government. It's good. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, shut up, communist.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. I heard the communist thing. That's,
What about George Carlin?
No, it's very sad, you know. It just goes to show, though, that if a 71-year-old man can just suddenly drop dead, I think George is probably in much better shape than McCain. You know, there's a reason to not want to have a 75-year-old guy to be the president. But
I'll tell you this. Obama will not live long if Hillary's his VP. He's got to be smart enough to know that crocodile right there, boy.
Yeah, no, it'll be amazing if Obama can survive for a year. No, it'll be crazy to see what happens if he gets in. But
they'll probably kill him and have a white supremacist mind control guy do it, and then they'll ban guns because of it, and black folks will burn down every city in the country, and then they'll use that for martial law. It's any way you cut it. I think George Carlin's right. I think the country's done.
George Carlin, you know, you got to give it to him. I mean, George Carlin was talking about this stuff back in the 70s, you know. I mean, you know, I would definitely say that George Carlin was the godfather of a lot of this movement right now, and I think a lot of people owe a lot to him.
I'm not big on his atheist thing, but at the same time, I mean, saying how they're dumbing you down on purpose and the wars, and I mean, I think Bill Hicks got a lot from him, didn't he?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I you know, I can't imagine that anybody, you know, trying to do that brand of that breed of comedy is will sit there and say that they don't owe a lot to George Carlin. I mean,
man, Charlton Heston, George Carlin, been a bunch of other high profile deaths this year.
Yeah, but you know, I would say Richard Pryor. To me, Richard Pryor and George Carlin were the kings. You know, and although Lenny Bruce has gotten all the accolades for being the guy that broke all these boundaries, I have to admit when I go back and listen to Lenny Bruce albums, they're just not that funny to me.
It's not funny.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
Pryor's funny. Yeah.
Yeah, Richard Pryor's amazing. You know, Richard Pryor was.
Didn't you talk to Richard Pryor?
I got to like kind of communicate with him right before he died. You know, through his wife. He was really sick.
Didn't you tell me you talked to him? We tell so many stories, but he couldn't really talk. It was like,
yeah, he couldn't really talk. I kept trying to go to his house. I gave him a bunch of Bill Hicks stuff and just told him what a big influence he was to Bill. And he, you know, smiled and gave me the thumbs up and all that. And he died just a couple weeks later.
So you did physically visit with him to see, or his wife told you he was smiling.
Yeah, no, his wife was just sitting there, like, with him on the phone. They kept inviting me over, and then every time I'd be, like, en route, then she'd call and say, I'm having to rush him to the hospital. That happened, like, three times in a row, and I just kind of, better just kind of duck out of this. He was already so sick.
Richard Pryor, man, he is so funny.
Yeah. So, I mean,
you watch Chris Rock or somebody, that's not even funny.
Yeah, it's funny to go now when you go back and watch those Eddie Murphy concerts. Boy, those things sure got dated, you know. Or watching Eddie Murphy wearing those leather jumpsuits and being all tough and cool, like right after he left SNL, it's like, oh boy, that got dated fast.
Richard Pryor didn't though.
No, Richard Pryor stuff. You can watch that. You know, I recommend people watch that Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip, one of the first recorded comedy concert films that Bill. Took me to the theater probably 10 times in a row to watch the thing over and over again. And we filmed the Sandman film, which is Bill's first feature-length film that I produced. We completely base the whole thing on wanting to kind of look like that and sound like that and feel like that. So anybody out there should check out the Richard Pryor. It runs on cable, Showtime, every so often. Another guy that's really good, too, is that Paul Mooney, who was a big influence on Richard Pryor, actually helped Richard Pryor with a lot of material. And he has a new Showtime special out as well. It's really good.
Well, very that's confident. Incredible, Kevin. Yeah, it's just so weird. You don't expect somebody like George Carlin or all these other people that are dying, Charlton Heston, and they're just gone. And it reminds you, and then in my own personal life, people dying around me, and I got a great uncle who I really like who's dying or real sick, and it just makes you enjoy life a lot more, I'll tell you that. It makes me appreciate every moment I got, Kevin.
Yeah, it's fast. It goes by fast.
Remember that, all you Stormtrooper New World Order people. You're unhappy because you're doing evil, and you better turn around. Final segment, key points, straight ahead with Kevin Booth. Stay with us.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
We're going to end the show with vital information. I'm being sarcastic. You can only be serious so much. His film is amazing, American Drug War, available at InfoWars.com. But I interrupted him with a break. He never got to his Lawrence Fishburne story. So why not mix a little bit of funny stuff in with all the hellish stuff that's going on around us? Kevin, tell that story.
Well, everybody out here in Hollywood has their celebrity stalking story. Even Joe Rogan had a story where he just kept thinking that Kelsey Grammer kept thinking that Joe Rogan was stalking him. Well, as it turns out, I bought this house up here in the Hollywood Hills. It's actually in a famous, it was part of a famous murder investigation. If you look up death in the Hollywood Hills, you'll see my house is in a famous murder case.
There was Lawrence a murder in your house?
They never proved that it happened in here, although that they said that it did. You'd have to watch it. MSNBC did a one-hour film.
Okay, I didn't know that. Now I'm really not going to stay there when I'm there next time. But
no, it's great.
I'm joking.
So anyway, so Lawrence Fishburne lived here during the making of the first Matrix film, or I guess he was gone a lot, whatever. But I was running on this dog trail, this place, this Runyon Canyon, where everybody goes, lots of people there. And I ran into him, and I walked up to him. I said, the address of the house. And he was like, oh, yeah. Well, you know, I said, oh, I bought that place, and we were just talking about it and all that. And I thought that I asked him if he knew who Bill Hicks was, and I thought that he said yes, right? So as it turns out, this guy who was doing editing for me through these other people knew his home address, his new home address. So I mailed him a book, right, a Bill Hicks book. So now, a couple of days later, I'm out on this other trail, but now it's this place where it's, you park your car, and it's like 5 miles into the woods out in the middle of nowhere. And who do I run into? I run into Lawrence Fishburne, and I go, hey, did you get that book? He just turns around, and he's just like, who are you? What do you want? And I was like, no, it's like that. He's like, why did you send that to my house? Who are you? What are you trying to do? And I was like, no, it's not like that, man. And then I ran into him again out in the middle of nowhere. I just by complete chance, and I'm talking in another location where I'm just out in the middle of the woods.
What did he do? What did he do then?
Oh, he just, you know, I mean, he held his ground. I mean, he's exactly like you would think. He's this huge disciplinary kind of guy. Of course, his...
Did
his,
you
like,
just he, laugh and say, I'm not stalking?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was just so classic. And then I started asking him if he knew who Ricky Ross was and all that, and he thought I was completely insane.
I wanted you to get on and talk about Ricky Ross and government drug dealing. I'll have to have you back on about that soon, or the murder of Gary Webb. I really appreciate you coming on. What happened with Joe? She thought he was stalking him, or he thought she was stalking him?
Oh, you're talking about with Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
No, there was a story, I think, where everywhere Joe went, Kelsey Grammer or something, so Kelsey Grammer thought that Joe was stalking him. You know, just like, you talk about two completely...
Show out who Kelsey Grammer is. I thought it was a she.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. It's all funny, Kevin. Hey, man, how's your wife doing?
Great. We just had our 9th wedding anniversary. We went to Carmel by the Sea, where home started at $3 million for 3 bedrooms.
All right, man. Have fun out in Babylon, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, everybody, check out American Drug War. We have a new player on there that has all these interviews up on it, and also a new blog thing up on AmericanDrugWar.com.
Good. And get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Don't buy it from Kevin. He's bad. I'm joking, Kevin.
All right.
Hey, buddy, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, all right.
Take care. Bye. All right, folks, had a little lighter discussion there in the last 40 minutes after total proof the government blew up the towers earlier. Absolutely off the charts with this new NIST report. The other news of all the crazy police state stuff. Amazing broadcast. If you missed any of the first 3 hours, they already start right now on InfoWars.com. If not, I'll be back tomorrow live here on the AM/FM dial. But as I said, right now, it all starts restreaming 4 hours back to back. At the streams only at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.